Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting third. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Larry Betancourt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Boom Boom Beck. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Boom Boom Beck. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brannan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cobb moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cobb scores. Simmons moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser takes first base on ball four. Simmons moves to third. Cochran moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-0, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brannan moves to second. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cobb. The throw from Shang and he is out, Brannan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cobb. Betancourt reaches second base with a double. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang takes first base on ball 4. Boom Boom Beck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beck strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNeely. Miller reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Hal Wiltz now pitching. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Miller moves to third. Cochran moves to second. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Athletics. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. McNeely takes first base on ball 4. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brannan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNeely moves to second. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-1 in the game. Manish hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. McNeely moves to third. Brannan moves to second. One out. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schultz takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. McNeely scores. Brannan moves to third. Schultz moves to second. It's 6-1, Athletics. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brannon scores. Schult moves to third. Kress moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-2, Athletics. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Betancourt takes first base on ball 4. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon misplays the ball. That's an error on Brannon. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel bunts towards the mound. Wiltz fields it and throws to first for the out. Boley moves to second. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cobb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boley scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNeely. Miller reaches second base with a double. Cobb moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Hal Wiltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiltz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McNeely is hit by the pitch. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Brannon hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-2 in the game. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Wiltz covering, for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-2 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Schulte hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a fly ball towards left. Simmons catches it and throws to Boley, who relays to Hauser to double up Kress. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0 for 0 in the game. Rommel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Betancourt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cobb, who is chasing the ball. Betancourt reaches third base with a triple. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Shang takes first base on ball 4. Guy Sturdy pinch hits for Hal Wiltz. Guy Sturdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Betancourt scores. Shang moves to second. One out. It's 7-3, Athletics. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Brannon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Hiney Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 3 in the game. Manish hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cobb. Kress reaches second base with a double. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Hauser reaches second base with a double. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Hale bunts towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. Hauser moves to third. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 3 in the game. Boley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brannon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rommel takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Betancourt settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Betancourt. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 4 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hauser scores. Rommel moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, Athletics. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bishop. The throw from Shang and he is safe. Bishop steals second. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Kaufman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. Betancourt hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Shang strikes out. Two outs. Frank Wilson pinch hits for Dick Kaufman. Frank Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Strzelecki now pitching. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Strzelecki fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-3, Athletics. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-3, Athletics. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-4 in the game. Boley hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. McNeely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Brannan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-5, Athletics. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-4 in the game. Maynish hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-7, Athletics. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. Betancourt hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-8, Athletics. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Shang hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 10, and St. Louis Browns, 8. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.